Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, the last couple of days, we've been talking about open doors to a deeper spiritual experience. And there were seven doors, if you will, I found in the Word that will enable us to do that. If you're hungry for God, if you want more in the Lord that you've experienced in days past, well, now is a time to open your heart to Him and to ask Him to provide what you need, whatever you need. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I just don't have the faith. But do you understand that every good gift that God has given you has come from Him? Even the ability to believe for your salvation. Faith is a gift of God that is given. And I'm not even speaking now of the gifts of the Spirit, but God has given the things that we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so He understands, look at the early disciples. They were decimated after Jesus was crucified. And they didn't, even though Jesus appeared to Mary, they didn't believe the report. They thought everything was over. They were tragically disappointed. I can't imagine what they must have felt like emotionally. And let's understand, beloved, human nature hasn't changed. We are made the same way in terms of our emotions. We are each very unique. Everything is unique about us as an individual because God, He's such a marvelous creator. He doesn't make two things alike. Even two snowflakes, I understand, are all different. So He enjoys the uniqueness that He has placed within each one of us. But God has so much for us, and I believe if we are really hungering and thirsting for more, He's going to grant that. And it doesn't depend on your level of faith because He has given to every man a measure of faith, right? So it originates with Him. So we can just ask the Lord. In fact, the disciples asked, show us how to pray, increase our faith. They wanted to know. They were hungry. And God loves spiritual desire. So far, we have looked this week at the door of promise, the door of prayer. And today we're going to start with the door of faith. Matthew 9 and 29, these are the words of Jesus. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And sometimes we can, the devil can use that scripture and hit us over the head with us. Well, you just don't have faith. Well, this is a large avenue, if you will, into a place that is full of blessing. And if God gives the faith, then we have to realize that He will increase our faith. We don't have to manufacture it. In fact, we can't. But if we will reflect on the goodness of God, if you will think of all the ways that God has blessed you in days past, there was an old song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Yeah, there's a virtue in that. When you've been in really tight places, when you've been in a place of crisis, when you didn't know what you were going to do, God never failed, didn't He? He stepped in. He provided an answer. He provided the fulfillment of that need, whether it was spiritual or financial, whatever. And so, according to our faith, we can receive. And it's not based on our faith, In fact, I think it is that Marcus says, have the faith of God. It's not our faith. So that can relieve us from the burden and from the condemnation that, oh, you don't have enough faith, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. Isn't that in the Word somewhere? It seemed like I read that somewhere. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Well, if he authors it, then he's going to finish it. But we have to do our part, of course. We have to hunger. We have to want. We have to desire. If we're really not interested, he's not going to force anything on us. I remember there was an unsaved friend I was ministering to, and I said, you know, the ways of the Lord are not hard to understand. For example, if I invite you to my house for dinner, and you hear that invitation, and you say, well, thank you, I'll think about that. And I continue to invite you, and you continue to refuse, then obviously there might come a time when I don't ask anymore. Well, only the Holy Spirit knows that time in the heart of every individual. The Holy Spirit is being poured out upon all flesh, that in these end times, I mean, if that is the case, there's not one person, even the most evil person in the world, God is still, by the Holy Spirit, if he's pouring out on all flesh, how much is all flesh? Does that mean everybody? Well, I think it does. So the point is, God is doing his very best through the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate walls of unbelief, of worldliness, of being caught up in the things of the world, bondage of the enemy. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them who don't believe. And so, beloved, this door of faith is open to us. Whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive, and ye shall have it. Now, Brother Glass always used to say, God always answers prayer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says, just wait. Okay? And we can't waver, though. That's the important thing. Even if you don't get an immediate answer, just know God's heard your prayer, and he's going to work out the best way. Let me share James 1, verses 6 through 8. Well, let's go to 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. See that? Ask God. And he's very liberal. He's not going to condemn you, but he's going to give it to you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, tossed with the wind and driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know, the real issue is, if you're asking the Lord, you're questioning his integrity, his truthfulness. If he said he's going to do that, and especially regarding the things that we need, our Heavenly Father knows the things that we need. We don't have to ask him, but we are commanded to pray, to ask, because he wants relationship with us. The Israelites, beloved, had to claim the land with their feet. Joshua 1 and 3 says, this is the Lord speaking to Joshua, after Moses had passed away, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Believe, and thou shalt see. Trust, and you shall triumph. So, beloved, that door of faith, I mean, we could spend hours and hours on these doors of promise, doors of faith, doors of prayer. But let's move on to the fourth thing that I'd like to share with you. And that is the door of communion. Isn't that a wonderful door? He invites us to come and be with him. Jesus said in John, the 15th chapter, verse 7, this was as he was getting ready. He knew it was before him, his suffering in Gethsemane and the crucifixion. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So, if we abide in him, if we're saved, and his words abide in us, in other words, if we read, that's why reading the word is important, because if you don't know what the word says, and it's not just going to church, it's not the physical act of going to church, it's getting the word inside of you, getting to know the author of the words that you're reading. Praise God. You shall ask what you will, if God's words abide in you, and it shall be done unto you, according to God's wisdom. And if God's word is truly abiding in us, then we cannot but ask those things that are according to his will, right? We're not going to ask something that is contradictory to the word of God. And so that's why that's a bold statement that Jesus made. If you abide in me, if you're saved, and of course, even the unsaved, if you call out to God, how many, you know, the experience in foxholes, those that cry out to God, he loves to hear the cry of the sinner. And he will respond, he will answer. But after we've accepted him, then he wants us to believe his character, his nature. He's a loving, merciful God. He's abundant in his giving. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly before him. Think about that. Think about just what I said. That's the word of God. No good thing will he withhold. I mean, that ought to make you filled with hope and happy, praise God. It's making me do that just as I contemplated. So in fellowship with Jesus, beloved, our soul, something happens. Our soul grows up into his likeness. And thereby, when that happens, think about this. Because of what Jesus said, I just shared that scripture, John 15, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, it shall be done. If we're in fellowship with him and our soul grows into to be more like Jesus, we are then in a greater place to receive and rejoice in the fullness of him that filleth all in all. In other words, we are greater and greater qualified. We are in a place to receive more and more simply because we're believing what he says. The word says, therefore, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Psalm 119 and 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Praise God. Well, the time is just flying on these broadcasts, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. And we'll continue on with the fifth door tomorrow, the door of self-denial. And we'll learn a little bit about that. Praise God. I invite you to write, as I always do at the end of the broadcast. This is not only a daily broadcast ministry since 1965, but one of prayer and correspondence. I handle every letter that comes in, and I pray personally. And as the Lord leads, I fast and pray for the needs that come in. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you email, if you prefer that convenience, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. But I will confirm receipt and I will pray. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,